Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Big week. It kind of feels like, because you had the bye, I don't know, in high school when you had the big homecoming game and you played your big rival. That's kind of what I got. That's the feel that I have, at least on this Monday. I'm fired up.
I like
Let us know how you're feeling. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Or you can tweet us at Browns_daily. We want to invite you to stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit clevelandbrowns.com. Download our mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. You can get Carucci's call from Notorious here, getting you prepped for this big week, as well as get great articles from staff writer Matt Florjancic. You can get the Cleveland Browns daily wrap from Megan Rock and, of course, Carly McCord every single day. So lots of stuff to get there in addition to photos, videos, all you want.
He is, by the way, the newlywed. Matt Florjancic got married during the bye week, and we want
to
wish hearty congrats to Matt and Jesse. Great couple, and God bless them. I wasn't able to attend the wedding, but I got some great scouting reports from Jameer Howerton and others who said that he gave a really nice speech and heartfelt stuff talking about his grandpa. And, you know, Matt is one of our favorites around here, does such a great, great job. So, again, all the best to Matt and Jesse. And we got some tweets at Browns_daily. We got one here from he's a very steady listener of the show, Paul Myers. You can check out his tweets at P. Myers Golf and one of the regulars here. And he says, after watching the AFC North games yesterday, one could say the Browns have the quarterback playing the best, hashtag playoffs. There's a fair point to be made there. I think he's certainly Jason Campbell. Now, we're talking about two games. And in those two, he certainly has done plenty to make all of us who follow the Browns say, okay, this is the best quarterbacking the Browns have had. How far do you go with that? How much better is it beyond the Browns is the question. And I'll venture into territory that says he's right there. His play these last couple of games is right there with what we've seen, and he's capable of doing this. And what you see of the struggling Andy Dalton and of a struggling Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger, I think he did fine with Pittsburgh. Although, you know, they had a moment or two in that Pittsburgh game against Buffalo, but it wasn't much. They were able to pretty well trample them at home. But I'm going to go along with the idea that his quarterbacking is at least good enough to allow them to compete against these other teams.
Yes.
I don't know how much better it is yet.
Yes.
Right? Two games, you can't go there yet.
Over the last two games, he's playing better than any quarterback in the NFC North. That is true. Does that mean he's the best quarterback in the AFC North? The jury definitely still out on that. Big Ben Roethlisberger, pretty solid resume behind him. You know my thoughts on Flacco, and Dalton is very streaky, but when he's good, he is very, very, very good. You're right. The important thing is where he ranks or does not rank in the AFC North. The fact of the matter is that Jason Campbell's thrown five touchdowns the last 2 weeks. He has guided this team to two very, very competitive games. He did not throw an interception, so he's playing very, very well. If he can keep that up, this Cleveland Browns team can beat just about, if not anybody, in the National Football League. That's the bottom line. When you have five touchdowns and you throw for basically, you know, 550 yards in two games, five touchdowns, zero interceptions, you're going to be in a lot of football games. And if Jason Campbell continues to play at this level, the Cleveland Browns are going to be knock, knock, knocking on the playoffs door.
And it's fair to say that in 9 years in this league, you can still learn some things and still, when you're dealing with a new surrounding cast as he is here with the Browns, and even though he's been part of this team since the offseason, preparing as a starter his last two games is a far different experience than what he's had prior to that. So I think it's fair to say that there's still some of that break-in time, that chemistry building, whatever you want to call it, that Jason Campbell has to do with his surrounding cast and get used to how his O-line blocks, get used to how his receivers run their routes and the timing there. And it helps that he has that experience, but that alone doesn't do it for you. You also need to be, I think, practicing on a regular basis, which he is, and developing that feel and getting into games. So where I'm leading to on this is that I think there are going to be some hiccups. The reality is that over the course of these seven games, before you find a steady, consistent, good place, you're going to have some up and down places.
And Jason Campbell, I was just looking this up while you were talking right now. Jason Campbell, in his NFL career, which you have said has covered quite some time, has never gone three games in a row with multiple passing touchdowns and no interceptions.
There you go.
So this is could be some uncharted territory here for Jason Campbell. By the way, just to also say, so what? He had never had three passing touchdowns in a game in his nine-year NFL career, and he did that last week. So Jason Campbell writing a new chapter in his book here in the National Football League, and hopefully he can keep this Cinderella story going. I like it.
So it's Veterans Day, and again, salute to all the troops, all the men and women who defend this country, and present and past, and God bless all of you. So on this day, we want to do something a little special. In a little bit, you're going to hear from a gentleman named Steve Guerra. He's the special assistant to the head coach of the Browns. That is Rob Chudzinski. Takes care of Rob, his day-to-day schedule, and all kinds of things. We're going to get into that with him. I had a chance to sit down with him. But the importance of this interview is that he is a U.S. Marine veteran, and we're going to talk about that and what that means to him to have that in his life, and how the NFL interacts this time of year, too, with salute to servicemen and women throughout this country. That's coming up, along with, we're going to hear from Gary Barnage, tight end for the Browns, sitting down with Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com. That'll be around 2:15. And then at about 2:40, you're going to hear from Gerard Cherry, his regular spot here on this show. So it's Vic Carucci. It's Nathan Zagura. It's a Football Monday, and we're glad you're hanging out with us on CBD ESPN 850 WKNR.